My name is Paul Adler. Had a learning disability since 1975, and then I got also moderate mental retardation, and that was from 2010. And then I was formally diagnosed with autism in March 2011. So autism is a neurological condition. I was thought that I had autism, and always be aware of being different. Everybody will have uncertainty in their life, but with me, it's constant uncertainty all the time. So that's the difference to actually form diagnosis. It has been difficult rather than the behaviour and sensory. It's all about communication, processing the information sometimes. I'm trying to get the information what you've said or anybody says, so it's a bit delayed. That's why I interrupt. It gives me that certainty, but sometimes it can be uncertainty, which I don't want. I don't mean to be off-putting, it's just the way I'm trying to process the delayed information what they've said. Because I've always had that delay, and that's why I interrupt people, because I'm trying to process the information what they've talked, or all people with autism will have different experiences. Because we're not all the same, we're all different, we're all unique, we've all got different traits, we've all got different skills of knowledge or creativity in their imagination. I don't have that talent, but other people with autism do. Being with Leap One, People in Action, because I used to be in People in Action before, and then the first co-director of the sub, love to meet you, the friendship agency for people with any disability can have more friends or have a relationship or just have more friends generally, because I was one of the first co-directors with that. I'm not a co-director now, but I was one of the original steering group of Stars in the Sky, and then on Farm Trust, and I was part of the original setup of the steering group. Did that for quite a long time, but then decided to step down because I felt I've got to give other people with any disability to keep that going. And I volunteered at Change, a national organisation led by Equal Rights, back a long time as a volunteer. And then during my volunteering experience with Change, I wanted to be a trainer in autism awareness, and then I did temporary support permitted work with Autism Plus at the time, which I don't have to work now, so it'd be nice if support permitted work will be in the field of me doing autism awareness all over Leeds once or twice a week. So that means I'd be at venues delivering training on autism awareness, because it's better if it comes from an autistic person and I want to know all the answers. It's like a job for me going in there. I'm like a teacher, which I'm very happy to do. I said what questions they're going to ask me or the audience will ask me, because I want to know everything. Yeah. I didn't mention about easy read information, because I was part of the team of making the information standard for the NHS, but I think it's been a bit lacking lately. I think that's because of COVID. So they're not using it everywhere at the moment. We did accessible easy read. So we use line drawings, and then when we looked to make sure the pictures match up with the words, and then we were involved in looking at the pictures and making sure they do the line drawings, just make sure the words are easy. We promoted the information standard about before I left Change as a volunteer to promote the information standard to dentists, nurses, so NHS or other medical bodies can use it. Oh, maybe they've forgotten about it. I don't need easy read information, but other people will. 50 now, so it's time to be in a happy place. My body can't take it anymore, and emotionally. I can't cope with that trauma, I have to go through now. I always fall back to it, and I don't know if that's to do with my autism or MAD. Try and distract myself, go to groups, and then not think about it as much. But it's always going to be in the background now for me. Get overwhelmed with stuff too much easily sometimes. Oh, it's all emotionally at the moment. It's all emotionally in here. Because it's impacted my anxiety and my depression. Yeah, it's been bad that way. And I can't do anything about it because I've got no control. and now will be always be there. Basically talk to himself, and it's been like that for the last 4 years. If anybody out there, Learning Disability Organisation, Mental Health Organisation, would help me get assisted or supported living, would be helpful. I'd be grateful. It's come to a point that I can't in my autism, or I can't just won't go away, because it's good, because sometimes I overthink, and sometimes overthink, and in overthinking it can be, what can I say, stressful. It's been like that since COVID or before. It wasn't too bad when I started living independently, but it's got worse in the last 4 years, and it can lead me to low mood, not eating, not sleeping, and then I have constant meltdowns because of it. Living on my own, it's not appropriate for me now. It's not good for my environment, but not good for my autism or MAD well-being. It's just not going to get any better. Yeah, vicious circles, yeah. It's got worse over the last, during the trauma and not getting standard quality of life that I needed. That's been difficult for a long time. It's all about communication first rather than behaviour and senseless. So be patient, be understanding. So what's someone to be patient, kind, loving, good understanding, all good communication, good social communication. To the point, yeah, to the point.